The more the merrier. Ever wondered if Disney has room big enough for your family? Discover why Disney isn't just an option, but the ultimate destination for larger families who are seeking unforgettable adventures together. It's time for the My Mickey Podcast.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Bridget.
We are huge Disney fans.
And travel experts.
As professional travel advisors, we want your vacation experiences to be as magical and simple as possible.
So each week, the two of us, along with an occasional friend from My Mickey Vacation Travel, will bring you the very best tips, advice, strategies, and updates from the world of Disney and beyond.
So sit back and enjoy the show. You know, one of the things that I love about Disney is that it really does accommodate and take into consideration larger families. I once had a coworker who told me that the world is not built for families of five or larger. Mm-hmm. And I would say I believe that is true in most instances, with the exception of Disney.
Yeah, absolutely. Disney really does a great job accommodating families. I think maybe we should start with the resorts that accommodate five, because there are quite a few options for those families of five that are looking for moderate and deluxe accommodations. So right now we have two moderates that accommodate five, Caribbean Beach Resort and Port Orleans Riverside. And those are going to have two queen beds and that fifth sleeper set up with a child size pull down bunk.
And we should mention that it is considered a child size. You know, maybe the tinier, shorter adults could fit on it, but Disney is not going to allow five adults in that fifth sleeper room. Obviously, it's great if you're two parents with three kiddos. These are two great and I think economical options for families of five.
Yeah, definitely. And most of the deluxe resorts at Walt Disney World are going to accommodate five as well. They're going to have the two queen beds and then a day bed sleeper set up. But there are two resorts that do not accommodate five in that deluxe category, and that's Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge. So just keep that in mind when you're looking out for those accommodations.
Of course. And I always say, like, there's always like a but.
Yeah.
If you're a family of five who's really looking to stay at Wilderness Lodge, if you look at Boulder Ridge, the deluxe studio, that does sleep five. So that's going into the deluxe villa category. The deluxe studio has one queen bed. They just redid, and I absolutely love the villas there. So they just redid the room. So they have the Murphy bed pull down and then the fifth sleeper, day bed sleeper, which is nice there. And then you have the kitchenette as well. So you have a little bit more accommodations than a standard fifth sleeper. But really, there isn't, I mean, there are only a few resorts that don't accommodate five.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And the ones that we just talked about, those moderate resorts and then the deluxe resorts that accommodate five, they're a standard hotel room setup. So you're going to have your beds, you're going to have a little coffee bar area, one bathroom, and that's kind of going to be your vacation for the week. If we're looking for something that might give you a little bit more elbow room and actually accommodate six people, we're going to have a conversation about family suites and the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. So let's start out with those budget-friendly options at Value Resort, which would be All-Star Music and Art of Animation.
I really love the family suites at Art of Animation. And even though this is a value resort, so you have themed pools, but no slides, you have that food court quick service option for dining. I love the setup inside of these suites because you have a separate sleeping space. So the adults could have their own room at the end of the night, or if you need a kiddo that needs their own space, you can stick them in there. So you have a bedroom with one queen bed, and then you have the Murphy bed pull down in the living area. When that's up, it's a table and chair, so you have a great sitting area. And then the option for the fifth and sixth sleepers is that sleeper sofa pull out. And then obviously, if that's away, you have a couch and a place to sit to watch TV.
I do love the family suites at Art of Animation. I love the theming of them. particularly. So we have Cars and Lion King. Those are typically the same price. For a little bit more, you're going to be able to stay in a Nemo family suite. And those are centrally located in the middle, kind of around the pool area. But the theming at that resort is absolutely adorable. We have stayed in the Cars family suite. And personally, I think the little quiet pool that's there is the most adorable because they have large life-size Cars people there. And it's just so the cozy cone pool. I mean, you can't beat that. It's absolutely adorable.
The other big perk, too, of staying at Art of Animation is that you're on the route for Disney Skyliner. So yeah. While most of the value and moderate resorts only offer shuttle bus service, here you have the option to take the gondolas to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. So I think that's a huge perk for someone staying at a value resort.
Absolutely. And All-Star Music is another family suite option as well. It has been recently refurbished and it's going to have the same setup as the family suite at Art of Animation. The only downside for this, in my opinion, is transportation. The transportation, you're going to lose the Skyliner route. So if you're wanting to skip the bus to two of the parks, I would definitely consider Art of Animation. And maybe we could also take a minute to talk about the wilderness cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. Those are in the middle of a major refurbishment. They're going to be moving to DVC property. And I'm not sure if any of you have looked up pictures of that, but they look gorgeous. We've stayed in a wilderness cabin before, and the setup of that is a queen size bed. You've got bunk beds in that same room, and then you have a pull out couch area. This place is going to have one bathroom. So I think that's mainly the downside. You know, you've got a 6-person room with one bathroom, but the benefit of this is the full kitchen. You have a full kitchen at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort in those cabins. And I have families that have kids that have food allergies. And this is at the top of their list because they feel like that they can safely prepare some food there while they are on property.
And, you know, I don't want to say it's a drawback because for some people they love it. But here you lose the resort feel. You really do feel like you're nestled in the woods. You are in the campsites. So I always say it just really depends what your priority is. Is it the space for your family and having that and just knowing you're losing the resort feel? Or do you want to be somewhere else where you kind of feel like you have all of those amenities right there for you?
And previously, this was considered a moderate resort. Again, it's moving to DVC. But I do also want to mention that this pool does not have a slide. And I know some families they value that, especially if they're looking for a pool day. But this resort has a very large pool, but it does not offer a slide.
This is Jeff, your podcast producer and co-owner of My Mickey Vacation Travel. Are you still thinking about a summer vacation and just don't know where to go? Let's talk about a visit to Walt Disney World. With the help of the travel advisors at My Mickey Vacation Travel, you can bring the magic to your entire family this summer. Don't be overwhelmed by all the planning options, resort choices, and discount offers. We will design the perfect summer vacation for your family. And guess what? We have all the tips for the best pools to stay cool. So be sure to contact the dream designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel today at mymickeyvacation.com. And now back to the show.
You know, one thing I think with larger families is they have to take budget into consideration. So if those suite options don't work for you, the one thing that I really love about Disney is that they will guarantee connecting rooms. So, and it doesn't have to be for just families of 5 or 6. It is any 2 adults and any amount of children. So, but you know, again, we're talking for larger families. So if you're a family of 5 or 6, you can do 2 adults and 4 kiddos and they will guarantee the connecting room. So it's still the 2 standard rooms with the queen bed. As Bridget mentioned, the coffee bar, the mini fridge, the bathroom, but you will have that door in between that you can leave open, or if you want some privacy, you can shut it. If you were traveling, though, with a larger group and there are more than 2 adults, they will not guarantee those connecting rooms. So it can only be a max of 2 adults to get that guaranteed connecting room. However, and this is a great reason why you should work with a travel advisor, they can create a travel width for your group and then put in the request to either have those rooms be nearby or adjoining. Disney will never guarantee it at that point if there's three or more adults, but they really do their best to accommodate. And so long as that request is in early enough, there's a good chance that they can accommodate for you.
And for our families that maybe a budget isn't as big of an option, they just want a more luxury experience while they're at Walt Disney World, we're going to take a second and talk about deluxe villa resort accommodations. Those have deluxe studios, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom villas. Most of these are going to offer a full kitchen, except for the deluxe studio. That's kind of like a standard hotel room situation. But that 1, 2, and 3 bedroom, you're going to have a full kitchen. You're going to have a living room. And honestly, my favorite part, which absolutely makes my husband laugh every time we stay in a villa, is I love the laundry.
Oh my God, the laundry is a selling point. Yes.
Love the laundry in the unit because I absolutely despise getting back from vacation and doing my laundry. On the last day, I can throw the load of laundry in before we go to the park. I can dry it afterwards. And then when I get home, I just have to put away clean clothes. So the laundry in the facility, that is a selling point for me.
Yeah. And you can pack less. If your bathing suits are wet at the end of the night, you just throw them in the dryer. Like it's, I don't think you realize what a big perk the laundry is until you have it and then lose it.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of those, well, all of the deluxe resorts are going to have a villa property that you can consider. One that Nicole and I wanted to highlight is Wilderness Lodge has these beautiful on the water cabins. They look gorgeous and perfect for a larger family. They have a big entertaining area. So there really is something for everyone. If you're looking for 2 adjoining rooms, if you're looking for just a little more elbow space, or if you're looking for something luxurious, I think Walt Disney World has that for you.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that we have eased your fears about finding a space big enough for you and all of your Mouseketeers. As always, reach out to the Dream Designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel if you're ready to plan an upcoming adventure to Disney or beyond. They have the tips and insider secrets to enhance your vacation experience. You can learn more at mymickeyvacation.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you real soon.